Last night certainly proved to be interesting weather-wise across our area. The expected wintry mix of rain, sleet, ice, and accumulating snow occurred. We even had some rumbles of thunder come through portions of the region. The cool weather goes on this afternoon. It's another day with temperatures well below seasonable levels. Highs are running generally in the upper 30s to lower 40s. The radar is not especially active, so we're not looking at any heavy rain right now. However, there are some pockets of mist and drizzle, and when you get that moisture in the air, it just makes it feel like a bone-chilling cold. What we're dealing with is high pressure to the north that's funneling in this cool air mass on an easterly flow. A front is stalled to our south. That's going to lift in our direction later tonight into tomorrow morning in the form of a warm front, and that's finally going to help us break free of this chilly air mass. But with that change in air mass, we have some more precipitation to talk about. It looks like showers will be likely tonight, and temperatures aloft will be much warmer than last night. So there's not a huge concern for wintry weather. It looks to be mainly rain. However, I will mention that some spots, especially north and west, might be near the freezing mark. That could lead to some pockets of freezing rain or freezing drizzle as we go through the night. But again, most areas should be warm enough for just plain rain. We'll have to watch for potentially a little bit of flooding as well, as we'll have rain and some melting snow as we go through the night. Moving into the day tomorrow, that warm front will lift to the north, and then we'll have a cold front pass by. So it's still going to be showery at times tomorrow. I'm optimistic that we see at least a little bit of sunshine. Best chance for that will be from the capital region on south during the early to mid-afternoon. We could even have a thunderstorm roll through as we go through the day. But it looks to be a warmer day with temperatures rising into the 50s. A few spots could reach 60, especially west of the Hudson River. And the weekend looks really nice. Saturday we'll have clouds and sun, a gusty breeze, temperatures in the 40s and 50s. And by Sunday, we're looking for a good deal of sunshine with even warmer air. Highs should be up into the 50s and 60s to wrap the weekend. Now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburg and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, rain likely, some pockets of icing are possible, areas of fog, low in the 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, rain likely, some pockets of icing are possible, patchy fog, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the upper 50s to lower in mid-60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, rain likely, some areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and some sun, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the upper 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, rain likely, some areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, clouds mixed with some sun, scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny and windy, with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.